What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, JP. How are you doing?
I have a lot of things to do today, but besides that, I'm good.
Oh, snap. Well, that means you must need this positive news to get you inspired and motivated to get stuff done, right?
I mean, I need the positive news because, you know, Sally Yates, Donald Trump, Russia, all that great stuff that we're not going to talk about. It's more like I have so many things to do today because I was like, I had my first off day in like 6 days yesterday.
Right.
So I was like, sleep. Didn't get some things done. But I'm good, Tim. I'm good.
Well, for those that don't know, here at the Positive Truth, we have some t-shirts on sale now. I know some of you guys have been listening to us for a while, and we finally have something to show. If you guys haven't checked out our Instagram, we have a picture on our Instagram of the t-shirts. They're black. One's black, one's gray. They say the Positive Truth. They have our logo on the front, top left corner, and on the back, big and circular. The cool thing about these shirts, not only do they look good, but all proceeds will go to charity. So if you want to buy the shirt for $20, $25, it's up to you. But all proceeds for the shirts will go to these charities. And the three charities that we chose are all nonprofits. And the cool thing about them, JP, you want to talk about those for a sec?
I like how I always talk about the nonprofits. We're donating to RAIN, which is a sexual assault nonprofit, to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and to the Positive Tomorrows, which helps homeless children in Oklahoma. I will say that these t-shirts have been more of a... They brought... Like, business brings in complications, if that makes any sense. We realize that if you're not in Oklahoma City, it might be a little hard to get the t-shirts. So if you're not in OKC, we set up a PayPal. You can pay through there. And then at the end of the PayPal, there's a note where you can pick what size, which color you want, and put in your address. That way, like, write it into the notes. That way we can send it to you. And if you're not comfortable with that, email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com and we will figure it out.
For sure. We're definitely not business savvy at all, but we're definitely trying to do some good out there. So if you guys want to help support what we're trying to do, and if you guys are about that positive life, then tú sabes, come get a t-shirt.
And we might be running out soon because we've had these for like 2 days and they're going fast. So if we run out, we'll order another batch and we'll send them to you as soon as we can, which will probably be like 2 weeks.
Which would be pretty awesome if we can do it ASAP.
I like the little finger snap, Tim.
Dang, I didn't think you would hear it.
That's one thing I've noticed listening back to this. Like, I clap a lot. Like, JP, stop moving. Hands on knees, don't move.
Priceless.
But anyway, let's get to this uplifting news. Tim, did you ever have any comic books growing up?
I had a couple for sure. I mostly got my comic stories from, you know, TV and stuff, but I've had a few.
Nice, nice. So I got a story of a 10-year-old who donated 3,000 comics to deployed soldiers. 3,000.
Yo, how old is he?
10.
Wow.
So his father owns a comic book shop. And so he would save up and he would buy comic books. He would get them like half off, blah, blah, blah. Sure, he got some for free because father owns a comic book store. He heard about servicemen being, you know, bored out of their minds when you're in... You know, you're in the middle of the ocean. There's not, you know, Wi-Fi.
Right.
Not really a thing. No access to TV. All these comic books are going to entertain soldiers. So whenever he donated them, he was invited to the Joint Base McGuire-Dish-Lakehurst near Trenton, New Jersey. And they basically gave this dude a tour around the facility. They put him in a C-17, let him walk around in an airplane, let him try on the weight vest and the helmet. And then they had a fire alarm drill. So they thought, oh, there's a fire in the military base. This is crazy while we're getting our tour. They sent the kid outside and they gave him a coin, which is basically a coin of excellence. It had the word integrity, service, and excellent on the front and inspire and dream on the back. And yeah, I just think it's a pretty cool story, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's awesome. Shout out to that little 10-year-old, right?
10 years old.
Man, that's awesome. Did something so small and he got something so big out of it for him. That's awesome.
Well, man, you got?
My first story, it's from Southwest Airlines, because, you know, I liked how you brought it up last time and said, you know, there's not too many good stories coming from these airlines. So I found another one I thought was pretty cool. A Southwest Airlines pilot had a wonderful surprise for his 1 millionth passenger. So it's a video that I'm going to be sharing to Facebook. I'm going to share it ASAP this time so I don't forget like I usually do, guys. If you're not following us on Facebook, it's at the Positive Truth Podcast. So check this out. It's a video of this air flight attendant. Jennifer Todd, Captain John Ritchie, is seen on the intercom system telling his story of his career as a pilot and making a point to personally thank his 1 millionth passenger with a bottle of champagne and an envelope containing cash, basically paying the woman back for the cost of the whole entire ticket. That the pilot did this, JP.
How did he know it was his millionth passenger?
Yo, I really wish I knew. I watched the video and it didn't explain how he knew. I'm assuming, you know, he's the pilot, so he knows how many people can aboard his plane. He just must have kept track. Okay. That's what I'm assuming. I have no clue.
Did they give it to the person whenever they were on the plane? Or
like... Yeah, once they were sitting down, like, as soon as everybody was sitting down, he waited until that last person got on, gave his speech, and then walks up to this person with a bottle of champagne and cash containing how much it cost her to buy the ticket. It's a pretty awesome video, and it's super surprising, especially coming from these airlines, because all you're seeing on the news these days, you know, are people getting jumped, beat up, and tossed out of their seats. So this is definitely something positive out of it.
Can you imagine if you, like, bought the ticket, like, one person before, one person after?
Yeah, I'm learning to be happy for that other person. I'm learning not to be salty. But if this was Tim 6 months ago before the, you know, Positive Truth was, like, a part of the life, yo, Southside problems would have occurred. No, I'm just kidding.
That's crazy they keep records on that. Like, you can find out the name of your millionth person. And also, that's a lot of people to be moving through the air. That is an accomplishment.
For sure.
How large, how many people can the average airplane, you know, transport?
Man, they have so many different sizes. You have, like, two-row seats, like, three-row seats, four-row seats. Who knows? Like, you can anywhere from 75 to maybe 300 people or something on these planes. Some of these planes are huge, man.
This is really off topic. I know a friend. She went to Europe. And on the flight there, they were in one of those, like, I don't know, it was, like, three-row seats. They hit turbulence, and she, like... got a little video of it. Oh.
JP, you were terrified, weren't you?
I mean, I wasn't on the plane. I was good on the land.
Yeah, first time I experienced turbulence, I definitely I thought twice of flying again.
I've actually never experienced it before.
We got to change that, man. We got to get you out of Oklahoma City.
No, I'm cool. I'm flying. I'm great on flying. I am not cool with turbulence. I would like to get out of here. I'm cool with... we can leave anytime you want, Tim.
We're definitely going to get on
the plane. Let's just make sure there's clear skies.
I got you. What else you got for us, JP?
Well, speaking of getting on a plane, I went to my first Cubs game like 6 months ago. First baseball game really ever, like professional one.
Nice. The Cubs just won it all, didn't they?
Yeah, I guess. You know... oh, yeah, they did win it all.
First time in over 100 years or something.
Do you know the player on their team named Anthony Rizzo?
Yeah, I've heard of the name. I don't follow baseball too much, but I watch ESPN.
So basically, he donated $3.5 million for children with cancer.
Wow, in Chicago?
in Chicago.
Shout out to him.
I know, right? So man, that's a lot of money. There's nothing more to say to that.
No, for sure. I wish more athletes would like follow suit and do stuff like that. They're making all these millions of dollars, especially baseball players and basketball players now. I mean, luxury tax shot up so high. They're making $200 million, $300 million for 5, 6, 8 years, whatever the case is now. And they just have so much extra money that, yeah, you could take care of your family like you're supposed to. But, you know, there's always those millions that are just sitting there not being touched. You can do something so nice with it, like donate to cancer or like Chance the Rapper and Beyonce and the Obamas are doing to education system in Chicago. So, I mean, there's so many things you can donate to as an athlete. And that's great that, you know, Chicago Cubs just won the World Series, donated that amount of money to kids with cancer. So shout out to the Chicago Cubs and their staff.
No, this is just him. He did this. Oh, yeah.
Just one individual. And yeah. What was his name?
Anthony Rizzo. He posted him on his Twitter, right? He's like excited to announce $3.5 million endowment to Lurie Children's Hospital that will ensure much needed resources for the generations. Tim, do you really want to know how many like retweets and likes this post has?
Yeah, I would actually.
Well, basically none. It was like 200 retweets and like 900 likes. Young man donated $3.5 million. Let's all retweet and like this.
No, real talk. We're going to share this, and then you guys need to share it from us if you guys aren't friends with him. We got to get this story out there. People need to hear about this.
Oh, yeah. I will definitely give this a retweet on the Positive Truth TPT _ podcast on our Twitter.
Bars. Way to plug that in.
Tim, what you got?
All right. Mine is another short and sweet one. A teacher writes encouraging letters to students before SAT week. We all know how it can be in college if you are in high school, whenever you're expected to go to college. You have your ACT, SATs, all these standardized testing that freak you out. And if you're anything like me, you're not taking it serious because you were way too nervous beforehand and nobody prepared you. So you're just like, oh, well, YOLO. And I thought it was pretty awesome when I came across this because a letter from teachers to students at Green Lane Primary Academy in Middlesbrough, England, is making its rounds on social media for all the right reasons because the letter got shared to social media, which is one of those good things that we need to be sharing. The test basically lets these kids know that SAT's tests do not assess all of what makes you special and unique.
Say it again, Tim.
The SAT tests do not assess all of what makes you special and unique. The letter goes on. And it's basically just encouraging words, letting you know the people that created this test, they don't know you that well. They made these tests to make them as basic as possible. You have more to bring than just this test, so don't overthink it, don't stress out, all that good stuff. And I think it's awesome. They ended with a quote by Aristotle saying, educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. And I just think it was wonderful because I know for myself, standardized testing, definitely was stressful, and I definitely didn't do well on any of my tests, including the ACT. So the fact that you have a teacher supporting you and letting you know, hey, it's not the end of the world, I think that's super awesome because we all need that support, that love as students.
Tim, I'm not going to let this slide. You just said I got super nervous, so I stopped caring.
Yo, in high school, man, that was me.
I can just imagine you with like girls like, I really like her. I don't care.
It was more like, man, I'm really scared to talk to her. I really like her. And then when I got to her, I'm like, you know what? I don't care what I say. Like, if I embarrass myself, it is what it is. It was more like that. Like, I just don't care about the end result anymore. When you learn not to care about the end result, nothing can bother you.
This is okay.
Dude, high school was an issue for me.
High school is an issue for everyone.
Indeed. We all had our issues. What else you got for us, JP?
Hey, man, I still have stuff on your story, man.
Oh, I apologize. Just keep it going.
I agree. Like, the ACT and the SAT, they test how good your teachers were. Like, how much you learned in school. They don't teach you how to interact with people. They don't teach you how to, like, take the information you've learned and apply it to situations. There's much more to life than those damn tests.
Let them know again. I like those damn tests.
I'm just saying. Can't put everybody in a box like that.
Agreed.
Speaking of people you can't put in a box, I got a story of a former Queens gang member who was sent to prison in 19, who now is graduating this week from Columbia University with his master's.
Yo, everybody clap for him silently. That is awesome. Keep it going, JP.
So basically, he went to Holy Cross High School. When he was 16, he had like, he got busted with a gun. 19, he was in jail. But when he was in jail, he started taking classes. And a Columbia professor was teaching public health to inmates in Woodbourne Correctional Facility. And he really liked the guy. He was like, hey man, you're really smart. When you get out, let me know. I'll make sure you can get into Columbia. I'll get you a scholarship if you do the right things. So he got out in 2013, got his bachelor's in 2015, and now 20 years later, he's graduating with a master's.
You said now 20 years later?
I mean, not 20 years later. 2 years later.
So he got his bachelor's in two, and then he got his master's in two more?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure he took classes whenever he was in...
In prison?
I would hope, unless this dude's just a genius.
Yeah, well, I mean, that'd be wild. But no, that's awesome regardless. That's cool that his classes were able to transfer over to Columbia. But man, that is super inspiring. There's so many people that make mistakes at a young age, and they think their life is over, so they continue down that path. They don't realize, you know, every now and then somebody comes across your life that's willing to help. You got to accept it, and you have an opportunity to do more with your life.
He got a bachelor's in public health and health education, and he got a master's in the same thing, man. That's pretty crazy.
That's awesome. Super inspiring.
Tim, you got any more stories?
Yeah, man. My last one, actually, it goes off to some just random good passing by Samaritans. So these passing members of the public refused to let go of a suicidal man preparing to jump off a bridge in Golders Green, North London. This group of strangers were literally just walking by, and they saw a man at the edge of a bridge just getting ready to jump. So what they did, as soon as they saw it, they sprinted to him and they grabbed him. And they held on to him until emergency services were able to get to the scene. And even after the emergency service got to the scene, they pulled him over on the side. The Samaritan still stayed with the man for 2 hours while, you know, the police and everybody were talking to him just to make him feel comfortable. Short story, but I think it's awesome because there's a lot of times people can see something like that and just walk by. And instead of just walking by and not doing anything about it, a group of people, you know, attempted to stop. There's actually a really cool picture I will be sharing to the Facebook as well. You can see, you know, one person holding onto his legs, one person holding onto his waist, another person holding onto his shoulders, and he's just hugging back. You can tell he didn't necessarily want to come over, but he's hugging back because obviously, like we've talked about on our podcast that you guys are going to be able to hear pretty soon, not everybody committing suicide, or not the word committing we shouldn't be using, right? Not everybody that is successful with suicide wanted to die. They're usually just going through pain. So JP, when is this episode coming out?
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now. Make sure you guys check out that episode over suicide. This story reminded me of it, but this is a positive news story that nobody ended up passing away. Nobody ended up dying because a group of strangers stopped it before it could. They stepped in and helped somebody out in need.
Whenever you pre-told me about this story before we came on, mm-hmm. I thought you meant that they were literally holding on to him like over the side for 2 hours. So I'm like glad. like it was like Batman or Spider-Man in a movie. I was yo, who is this muscle man holding on to somebody for 2 hours?
No sweaty hands or anything, just doing it, you know.
You know, just chilling, holding somebody off a bridge, you know, no big deal. Anyway, yes, that is a positive news story. We do have an episode coming up about suicide in 2 weeks. And yeah, I got nothing to add to that, Tim.
Legit. What else you got for us?
I got one more, and we're back to the feature. JP read something cool this week, so I'm going to talk about it on the podcast.
Let's do it.
So do you know anyone that's blind, Tim?
Yes, I do.
They can read Braille, right?
I actually do not know.
You know what Braille is, right?
Yeah, Braille's a little bumps, you know, for blind people to read that they can touch with the tip of their finger, right?
All right. So I'm going to tell you about this device called Tactile. So it's So basically what a tactile is, these MIT engineering undergraduate students, you know, MIT, great university, engineering university.
They have say something I'm not smart enough to get into.
You never know, Tim. That's what they were saying about that gang member that just got his master's from Columbia.
Yeah, but the other positive story about the SATs, I didn't get that positive letter, so I just didn't care.
They're not going to make you retake your SATs if you apply, like, right now for MIT.
Oh, really?
Nah, man.
They still wouldn't accept me.
I think you... Hey, Tim, I want to refer you to the Power of Positive Thinking episode.
Bars, that's how we do this here.
Well, these MIT students, they had an idea of, like, we should create a device where you can place it on paper and it'll scan words on the paper and translate it to Braille so you can read on, like, you can read with a portable device. They said their first one won, but it was, like, way too big to be carried around. Since then, they've improved on it. And now, basically, it's a really small device. It's like, you know, a Wii remote control?
Yeah.
It's a little bit bigger than that. And they put it on paper, and it scans the word. It says the average English word is, you know, 5-6 characters long, and it does 6 characters at a time. So it will literally scan through and read words and move the Braille accordingly. And they're still improving on it, and they just got a grant for $10,000 that they're going to basically put back into this and just keep on improving it. They have a goal now. They have a vision where they put it on the page. It scans all the words on the page and reads it for you. And so it translates it to Braille, and you can read as you go. And it's pretty small. They're trying to make it portable. They're still working on it. But I don't care, because I think it's positive and I think it's cool, so I'm going to talk about it.
No, man. You had to talk about it. If you didn't talk about it, that's not who we wouldn't be. No, that's awesome, though, for sure. I couldn't even fathom something like that. So the fact that you were talking about it, I was trying to imagine it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I mean, like, I just can't even.
It's like, it's 6 women. And 6? Yeah, 6 women are basically doing this. They've been working on it for years. Keep on going. This is awesome, man. Technology.
Who would have known?
In the meantime, we have the part 2 of the use questions coming up on Friday. We hope everyone has a positive week. Tim, do we have a positive quote, or should we just say these damn SAT and ACTs don't make you who you are?
Yes, say it again, JP, one more time.
You are not your ACT or SAT score. You are also not some stereotype of your skin color or gender or sexuality or religion. You are your own unique person. Don't let anyone define you as just some stereotype or some number.
Boom.
Till then, we'll see you on Friday. We're out.
Stay positive.